something every week. Louis van Gaal's army! Louis van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing?
Woke up this morning feeling fine. Got Manchester United on my mind, sir. Amazing win, albeit against Huddersfield. We got to take, we got to take it with a grain of salt. But still, the boys continuing their fantastic run of form under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Couldn't be happier. How about you?
Positivity's back on the menu, boys. Lot to be excited about. I agree. It is Huddersfield, but you know what? I think Jose might have lost this game because they came out. They came out swinging. They came out playing. But we played a great game. We weathered the storm. And we scored some terrific team goals, some terrific individual goals. So a lot to be excited about, sir. Still need a center back probably, but a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, I think the defensive organization still needs some work. Definitely looks a little out of sorts at times. But going forward, we have solved the Pog Brum.
the Pog Brum, that's good. I like that. It was a big Pog Brum.
Exactly. Pog is back at Old Trafford. This was his coming out game. Reminded me of that Newcastle match we went to last season, if you can imagine the ups and downs we've been through in a year. Pog has won the World Cup. You know, he's gotten benched on either side of two seasons by Mourinho. Now he's back with a vengeance, sir. And let's jump into the lineup here. We had Dave saves in net, Dalot right back, Lindelof Jones center back pairing. Seems to be Ole's favorite back two, at least with Smalling out. Luke Shaw at left back. We had Fred and Matic in the midfield too. We had Mata, Pogba, and Lingard, and then Rashford as our number nine in the 4-2-3-1. So Ole bringing the boys back, taking the shackles off, starting Fred. I mean, what do you think about that lineup?
I liked it. You know, I got the lineup as I was sitting on the plane back from New Jersey back to California. So I didn't get to watch the game live. I had to watch the replay, which I certainly enjoyed, but I like this team. I like that he put Fred in after Herrera's good performance. I know Martial wasn't available, which is why Mata figured, and then Dalot, bro. And also De Gea as captain. I'd love to see that. So I think he's taking
the captain.
He should be, without a doubt, bro. Without a doubt. And those center back pairings, I'm glad. That's like the way you build consistency, even if we have to still buy a center back or two. You start the best you got, and you just stick with them because they're starting to figure each other out, and I think they will the more they play together.
Yeah, and they're both being more aggressive on the ball, coming up for that, you know, more aggressive challenge, kind of, like they say, shackles off, and they're actually playing a lot better, and Jones isn't making those mistakes. I think when he doesn't think about it, he actually plays much better when he has too much to think about in his football and brain, pea-size, tortoise brain.
Big old eyes. Well, sir, they're playing so fast now from the back, right? He's encouraging the players to play forward, like out of the back, like Lindelof and Jones are like pushing the ball forward, which Mourinho would never allow. And that's, I love seeing that because there's no reason. He's got all that space exposed. Center backs can dribble. Like, why not?
Hey, an amazing Boxing Day game. An amazing Christmas gift. Jose Mourinho, the Grinch dispatched from Manchester.
No coal this year.
And everyone's happy. Everything's humming full speed Old Trafford. The fans are buzzing again. There's positivity around the club. Although I'm sure there's some YouTube channels out there trying to create some negativity as that's kind of what they do. But we try to shoot you straight here at the American Red Devils, and man, there's just something around the club. It's the sixth sense, an intangible feeling in the crowd, on the field, and obviously with the manager, good old Ole, and he's got something. Like I said last pod, it's swagger, call it whatever you want, but I've never seen someone look more comfortable at the helm of Manchester United. That includes Giggs when he was caretaker manager as well. Something about being able to handle the job, which Ole is able to do, is an intangible that we underestimated because Jose couldn't handle it, LVG couldn't handle it, and Moyes couldn't handle it.
He certainly looks like he can rise to the occasion. He looks calm, unflappable under pressure, right? He's great with the pressers. The players seem to love him. He swats down the questions pretty well whenever they try to bring up negativity about Mourinho or whatever. He's really good at deflecting it, better so than Mourinho was. So you're right. It's like it's just changed the entire mood in a week. I mean, I think this is one of the best moves that the board and Woody have done in a long time because it flipped overnight. And it's all of a sudden, it's like 6 points from Arsenal, 8 points from Chelsea in fourth. Back four is definitely back on the menu, and there's still enough time to affect it. We still have Champions League. It's like, you don't know, man. It just everything feels possible. The games are exciting to watch again. The boys look like they're enjoying themselves, and they're running around. They are running.
Yeah, higher work rate, but let's jump into the match, sir. First half, super compact game to start. Not a lot of chances either way. We looked like maybe the stage was too bright for the lads, and Huddersfield came out swinging. So you got to give them credit. They didn't just sit back and let us attack them. 10th minute, off a throw-in into the box, a flicked header finds Terrence Kongolo, but the defender skies it over the bar, and so Huddersfield with the first big chance of the match. By the 20th minute, we were starting to turn the screws of the game. We were starting to find those pockets of space in behind. Rashford making dangerous runs. Pogba, you know, he's the master of the orchestra at this time. And we didn't have to wait too much longer, sir. For the 29th minute, you know, a lot of productivity up top led to a corner, the first one of the game. Rashford swings in the corner, which Lindelof gets a good header on. Love to see that from the Iceman. Great save from the keeper, but Matic, that quick reflex from the Serbian leads to our first goal. And this reminds me of Manchester United of old. We work hard and we grind out goals. Like, this is a goal that we wouldn't have gotten under Mourinho. These are the type of goals that we would miss these early chances. And now the ball is bouncing our way, right? Hard work pays dividends in the final third.
It does. And this is, you're absolutely right. This is a classic Manchester United goal. Just pressing, pressing, get a corner, get a good ball in, get a good ball on net, and then just scrap it home, bro. And Matic, of all people, that's usually like a Lukaku goal. But more positivity coming. And, you know, that first 20 minutes was tough. It was like super tight in the middle of the park. We didn't have enough width yet. I think is why he brought Young in later in the game. But this is a deserved goal because we were definitely the better team, but they had a couple of chances, right? That 10th minute chance. I think that's the defense still finding its feet. Maybe you need to upgrade a player or two. But the fact that we can go forward
or
and get
two.
Goals...
Or two.
Or two. Or two. I need subs, sir. You need depth.
Or three, sir. I think we definitely see that there's duct tape at the back, and better sides are going to punish us in our third. And even, you know, Huddersfield is able to punish us later on. But 40th minute should be 2-0. Rashford absolutely murks his defender. Serious nutmeg on the sideline. Puts in a perfect cross and finds De Ligt by himself, but he flashes it wide. Would have been an amazing goal for the youngster. First United goal as well. I mean, this is showing Rashford is starting to look like a young Ronaldo. When he's unleashed, he's able to go forward and beat a man. I mean, the whip on the crosses and then the whip on his shot is unbelievable. And he's taking shots from any angle. He has the confidence to take on goal. And Marcus Rashford's stock has never been trading higher, in my opinion.
I agree, sir. He's looking lights out, bro. Like, he's got all the potential in the world, but now he's starting to show those flashes of absolute brilliance, right? I love this move because he was, like, against the right back. The right back was, like, had just given him an elbow or something, and he looked pissed. He's like, I'm going to beat you right now, and he just smoked him. Smoked him, putting a ball on his left foot that I think, you know, Raphael would have finished. Gary Neville would have finished. Delo will finish in the future, but that was a, I mean, usually you'd have Lukaku there to finish it, but great ball from Rashford, and just like, he's got that drive that like Ronaldo has, maybe less of the ego, but he definitely has that like never stop pressing, never stop pushing, and that might be the difference in terms of making him a great, great player.
Yeah, I mean, he starts for England, he's an all-star for England, he's coming up for Manchester United, academy lad. And think about it, right? Barcelona is knocking on the door. There's a lot of teams that are eyeing Marcus Rashford. I don't think he will want to leave. But, I mean, what valuation would you put on the kid? $80 million right now? I mean, easy. And you think about that as a signing coming in. He's coming through the ranks.
Sir, Dembele, what did Dembele trade for? Like 140? Like, I'm thinking about that. 140 for the guy? Is he even playing? I don't even know.
A dud.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's like, this guy is 20, has all the potential in the world. I know Dembele's, but I think it's like, he's a buck 40. I mean, he's not even scoring that many goals, but we'd be crazy to sell him. We don't need the money.
Oh, no,
we need him. He's like our marquee guy for the next, I mean, he's our 10, bro.
No, he won't go. I mean, I think the Manchester United number 9 job is his when he figures it out, and I think it's a good growing process for him to be used in different parts of the side, in different formations right now, but man, we are really seeing Marcus Rashford, red hot Rashford, unleashed at Manchester United. Going at a half, we wish we would have had the 2-0, but we didn't. What do you think about coming out at second half? I know Ole probably had some words with the boys, but we didn't start the best.
We did not, and I think the thing is that Huddersfield knew they got a lifeline because we should have finished the game off in the first half, right? We had a couple of chances other than this one from De Ligt where, you know, a couple of good run-ins, defenders did just enough to knock it off the ball. The boys were playing well. I mean, we'll give them that. It was only 1-0, but like, a lot more positivity, a lot more chance creation, a lot more movement and running and, dude, quick play, right? It's all like one-touch football now, which I love. Love watching that. But Huddersfield, right in the first, in the second half, beginning, they came out looking for an equalizer because they were going for it.
Yeah, and Ole had to make some changes. Caretaker manager, double sub in the 54th, Herrera and Young for Fred and DeLow. I do think Fred looked unpolished again. I'm not slating him too bad. He had some moments of brilliance, but again, I think in that critical midfield two with Matic, he is not ready for the job. I think Herrera, he's probably going to earn that starting spot just because he's more box-to-box than Fred is, and clearly Fred can do a trick in the final third, but he's not coming off as far as it relates to us defending. And then DeLow, obviously more attacking-minded, and you know Young had coming in to shore everything up. Interesting tactics from Ole. We're kind of seeing his cards a little bit there, but I do like how he saw something and then made the adjustment, and it did work.
Too, right? Double sub before the 60th minute is like a ballsy move when you're winning. Think about that. That's like, that means he saw something that he wanted to change. Fred, I agree. Like I think he was really good in the first half and then came out real slow in the second half, and then just the link-up play on the right side of the pitch was not what Ole liked. So he just changed out the right side of the field. And you know, I'm usually not calling for Ashley Young, but he certainly did a job, and Herrera does a job.
Tell me about it.
Herrera does a job.
He's a squad player, sir, and you know, in certain situations, he does a job, right? And he's not going to wow you like a DeLow, but he is going to shore things up at the back. He did play for England in the World Cup as well, so let's not forget Ashley Young, world class mate. Just kidding. All right, 61st minute, Dave saves another amazing save. Dave bailing us out again. Deportre, I mean, he had a great kind of edge-to-edge finish, kind of flaring to the left side of the goal. De Gea, fingertip stuff, world-class. Please sign a new deal, De Gea. What can we do?
I think he will. I think the chances of him signing a new deal are going up. I think everybody's chances of signing a new deal have gone up because this is a team that I think people want to play for. Right, I mean, United aside, right? Everyone wants to play for Manchester United, who has any sense at all. But this team looks like an exciting, fun, like hungry, young team that are ready to go win stuff. And I think Ole has just brought confidence back to the team. Players are playing happy, and these players, right? The modern age, it's all about keeping these prima donnas happy. And if they play happy, they'll play lights out. Look at Pogba, bro, in this game. Just like vintage Pogba, just pulling the strings. And that just comes down to you getting rid of the manager that he hated, so...
Before we get to Pog back, we have to kind of touch on this point in the game. 61st minute, 15 minutes into the second half, and we're showing kind of our vulnerabilities here, right? We're showing that we aren't, you know, the United of old. There is patchwork required of the defense. There is organization at the back that needs improvement. We were letting Huddersfield get chances and get back into the game, and this is at home. You know, we need to really kill off the game, that 2-0, but going back, we are not too sharp as far as tracking runs from defenders, letting people get in, and getting these chances, which against better opposition will be finished. And we can't always rely on Dave for making that world-class save.
No, we can't. But there were less of these chances than there have been in, say, a month ago, right? Like some of those games where they had 5, 6, 7 chances. I think they only had like 2 really clear chances in this game. There's still holes, but I think they're getting better just based on the fact that people are playing more positively. They feel more self-confident. So I think we'll get better. But we also, we need reinforcements, bro. We got to bring in a big signing, hopefully in January.
Kalidou Koulibaly.
I know.
Bring him in. Bring him in.
His price might have just gone up. I think we'll talk about that later.
Easy money. Either way, hey, going back, we might not be, there is some improvement. But going forward, there is 300% improvement. 63rd minute, Pogba is back. Another beautiful team goal, reminiscent of last week. Mata evades 2 defenders, pulls back the ball for Ander Herrera, and the chance looks to be gone. But in comes Paul Pogba to sweep home and finish low into the net. Nice team goal. Paul P back on the score sheet and getting that swagger at Old T, getting the fans riled up. It's almost like he's a different person under Ole, and this is exactly what you want to see. We paid the money. He won the World Cup. Show Old Trafford what you got, Pogba.
Sir, when he plays like this, it's like a bargain deal at £100 million. Like, absolutely. Like, can't be muscled off the ball.
Bargain.
Bargain. Giving it away, bro. He can't get muscled off. He has pace when he looks like he doesn't, and he can rock it in a shot like this one. But how about Mata? Give a round of applause for Juan Mata. Making this goal happen, around 2 defenders, showing what he can do when he plays up front, centrally, in the 10 spot that he has favored, which we haven't seen, really. He's always been playing on the wing, but he actually played in the middle And I thought he looked good at times, especially this goal.
Yeah, and he has a composure in the final third. And Mata, you know, that's where we should be using him. I was glad Ole started him and that he rates him and wants to see him in this side. And him linking up with Martial or Jesse or Pogba, I think he makes everyone around him better in the final third. Doing a job tracking back, not so much. But I'd love to see Juan Mata on the team sheet to start, especially against like a Huddersfield or anyone or Liverpool away, sir. You know, he has some history there as well. Didn't have to wait too long for the next one. 77th minute. Goal. Pogba, dude. Doing the Eric Cantona, what do you mean, celebration ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Pogba exchanges passes with Jesse Lingard, and there seems to be danger from 30 yards out, but the Frenchman takes a touch and rockets a finish in the bottom corner. Unbelievable stuff. This is vintage Juventus Pogba. Do up the hair, whatever you got to do. Enjoy it at Old Trafford, rocking after Pogba scores this goal.
Dude, what a goal, too. I mean, he just, like, got the ball at the edge of the box and took one touch and just, like, hammered it in perfectly. Like, perfect curveball, hit the back post in the corner of the net, like, unsavable.
Took a moment, too. He kind of, like, was like, I'm just going to just bury
this. I'm going to hit it. And it was a great goal, bro. And it's like, you're scoring goals like that? Sir, sky's the limit. If we're hitting bangers like that outside the box, we got a real chance.
Keep this man happy. Keep this man happy. Like Dave says, I mean, like, we talked about, you know, Pogba needs to be kept happy because, you know, he has an ego and he's a volatile player, right? So you got to keep him happy. He plays like this. If he's sad, he's going to be on the bench. And, you know, whoever we end up hiring for manager, it's like almost like we need to know if they're going to get along with Paul P before we hire him. And Ole somehow knows how to get him happy, mainly because he was a player at one time and he knows what a player needs to be able to be confident to go on the field and do what they do best, right? Paul Pogba dominating.
And they have a relationship, bro. He was his coach for a couple of years on the reserves, and he knows what to say to Paul to get him up, right? It's like you listen to his press conference after the game, referring to him as a Manchester United player, referring to him as through and through. It's just like that kind of stuff, I think, is only going to help with his confidence because he needs to know. Paul Pogba has got thin skin. He needs to know that, like, the club is behind him. Supporters are behind him. If he scores goals like that, sir,
he's like,
I think we're gonna be just fine. That goal was mint.
Inflate,
I mean, that was
that
such
ego.
Inflate that ego. That's what he needs. That big head, bro, so he can float over everybody else.
Keep blowing that balloon, Ole. 80 minutes sub, Angel Gomez for Mata. Unbelievable stuff from Ole here, bringing on the youngster. Exactly what I wanted to see. This is like shout out to Fergie right here, bringing on the kid when you're up. But you know. We all won that clean sheet, sir. This game, we came in, Dave saves, he needs that clean sheet. I started him on my fantasy team again.
Me too.
After all the torture of the whole year. And 88th minute goal, Jorgensen. Not a perfect day as Huddersfield grab one at the end. Alex Pritchard sends a free kick into the back post, which is knotted down by Steve Mune. Nobody picks it up. No one picks up the run of Jorgensen, and the Danish defender sweeps home for a consolation goal. For the Terriers, tough stuff here. Dave, we need to get him the clean sheet. Ole said the boys promised him one, but again, a lapse in concentration here at the end of the game. And when you're up by three, hey, that can happen.
That can happen. That does happen. I think they probably deserved it. I hate to say that. They probably deserved at least one goal. We deserved probably four, but no shame, bro. I mean, like, I love a good clean sheet, but they deserved a goal at some point in this game, and they got it. So what are you going to do?
Pogba's
3 points,
hitting
bro.
Two. When Pogba's exactly. hitting two, you're up by three in the 88th minute. You got to give the boys a pass on this one. The match reaction, the stats say everything. United 65% of the ball at home. Huddersfield 35%. Shots on target. Manchester United 10. Huddersfield 2. These are the numbers
I like
to see. Love
it, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
And, like, let's give it a little grain of salt because we're just going to say it's Huddersfield. But you got to say, if we were not doing this against lesser EPL opposition, I mean, maybe equivalent EPL opposition at home under Jose Mourinho. So it's more of the attitude, it's more the style of the play and how the boys are feeling. So,
as bad as this team is, right? As bad as Huddersfield is, it's still a Premier League team with like a ton of talent that is fighting a relegation battle. And they know that United is not the United of 10 years ago. So they're going to go there and try and get points. They're not going to come out and just expect to roll over. So, they are a crap team, but they did put in a fight, man. There's no doubt. You watch that game, it's like Huddersfield was going for it. They were trying to get something out of it. So
they're better than Cardiff. They're better than Cardiff.
For sure they're better than Cardiff, bro.
That first 20 minutes, they're better than Fulham.
No, without a doubt. So I think this is like It might have seemed closer than the Cardiff game, but I think this is obviously a better performance just because the team stepped up and battled through that adversity. You know, it could have easily tied the game up in the 60th, but they just kept pushing and got the deserved win, sir, showing a little resiliency.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is just the fifth Manchester United manager to win both of his first two league matches in charge after TJ Walworth, Matt Bubsy, Dave Sexton, and the Grinch, Jose Mourinho. So you can start well and not end well, but let's just take that with a grain of salt. Still two wins for two for Ole. Amazing stuff. And it's more about the fans and the players buzzing in OT once again. Paul Pogba has been directly involved in 10 Premier League goals this season, 13 in all competitions, the most from any midfielder in Europe. So he hasn't even been starting most matches, and he's still crushing the score sheet here. What can we expect from Paul this year? Champions League winner, Paul Pogba, World Cup Champions League winner. What do you think about that?
Sir, I mean, the fan question will allude to that as well, but I don't know, man. Maybe we should save it, but he's
train. All, choo-choo.
I mean, I'm choo-chooing, bro. I mean, Bournemouth, we got to smash Bournemouth and then smash Spurs, but it's hard, bro. The train is picking up speed, and so is Paul Pogba's train, right? If he starts playing like this week in, week out, whoo! There's a lot of pressure off the strikers when your midfielder's scoring bangers from outside the box.
No, absolutely. And Manchester United haven't lost a home game on Boxing Day since 78-79 versus Liverpool. And they've won 15 and drawn 3 since. So Boxing Day happens to be United's top day to perform at home. And that is kind of how history has gone. We performed well, at least under Fergie, in this winter period. This is kind of when the table adjusts. And right now we're seeing Man City adjust down. We're seeing Tottenham adjust up. We're seeing Chelsea and Arsenal kind of waver. And Manchester United rising on up the table, which is exactly what we want to see. We want to get ground, make it 5 points coming out of the holiday season, maybe even less to top four, and have a race. Have a race, son. Have a go. That's all we can ask for this team right now, coming from the dark ages of Jose Mourinho to, you're saying there's a chance.
Sir, there's a lot of season left, man. It's not even New Year's, and we're 8 points off top four, and a lot of big games coming up. So I'm excited that they made the change when they did, because it's made a cataclysmic shift in this club overnight. Remember, it was a week ago, bro. A week ago, we still had Mourinho, and now it's
Chelsea are wavering. They're wavering. So, they got
so
a penalty.
Arsenal, bro. So are Arsenal.
City's wavering. Arsenal's wavering. Chelsea, I mean, they won 2-1, but they had that Hazard penalty. And when Hazard doesn't score, they do not win. And he is not that consistent to them playing in the false nine. He's not that consistent. I do not think Chelsea is going to be able to hold that spot as much as we think, especially those three teams. Those are the teams we're after, and I think we have a shot, especially because we got that sixth sense. We got that Ole factor back at Old Trafford. I mean, that's kind of what people are going to fear again. They're going to be like, wow, are Manchester United back? Do they have that mojo again? Are they going to be able to just murk everyone? Everyone's going to remember those days of United coming back, and I think that is going to be the X factor we have going into this race. So
cool. He's reminding them of the swagger, right? He's reminding them of the old school Fergie swagger that this club used to have, where the players just knew they were better. The team knew they were better than everybody else, and I think even if it's not the truth, right, even if we have not the best squad in England, if he gets the players to start thinking that way, it shows in the pitch, man. It's just like if you have that bravado of a top team, which we have always had, but we've kind of lost as our confidence has waned. If he can bring that back for the second half of the season, bro, teams are going to start to worry about us, right? We got to play Chelsea at home, Liverpool at home. If we can beat these fucking teams at home, hey, man, we need a big January. We need the boys to keep coming up. We need 3 injuries to come back, right? We need imagine Sanchez, Lukaku, Martial, all his options, right? I think Sanchez might have a resurgence. We're all probably banking on it, but if he can do what he did for Pogba, why can't he do what he did for Sanchez by having Ole's positivity around?
I mean, that's music to my ears, sir. Some more music
we'll see,
to my ears.
Bro.
Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba has scored his first Premier League brace since netting twice against Manchester City in April at the Etihad, at the Empty Had. Remember that game like it was yesterday, and it's good to see Paul Pogba scoring two. Because when he does score, he usually scores two. That's kind of his jam. That's kind of his jam. When he assists two. So,
and when he scores, they're not garbage. They're always like great. I mean, he does score great goals. I'll give him that. They haven't been bangers all at United, but like he scores like goals that not everybody would score. So he shows
he's a game changing player. He changes the game. He changes the game completely with his play. When he's on, he can change the entire game. He can be the man of the match every game. And again, keep that man happy, just like we need to keep Dave Sayers happy. We will see post-match reaction. Ole, quote, "We start off slowly. Maybe we took a touch too many. We didn't create too many chances as we first got settled in. Then we were able to open up more and attacked Huddersfield." So Ole, he's such a good politician. He's telling the press exactly what they want to hear. He's giving criticism to the team, telling them that they started off slow, something was not working, we weren't getting into space, and then talks about how the first goal got everyone to relax and open us up a little more and how he'd go for the kill shot. And I like how he talks about that, because that's the Fergie way. It's you get that first goal, you relax, and then you focus on getting the kill shot at home, at Old Trafford, because you know the fans are going to be behind you. Ole, a master of the post-match commentary.
Also, it's like you can criticize the team without calling out individual players for their performances, right? This is good. It's like
exactly.
The team need to start a little faster, right? We need to start with more directness, more urgency. But you don't have to be like, because Paul Pogba is such a weak-minded player. You know, it's like he doesn't – it's nice not to have the Mourinho digs, which were just like every press conference he was digging at somebody. So this is how you do it. He knows how to do it. He knows how to handle the press actually – unbelievably so. Like I didn't think
it's
I thought
so important.
Press would kind of push him around a little bit because he's soft spoken, but he knows how to do it. He knows how to handle it. It is important at United because all the pundits, bro, are anti-United. Like when you get down to it, their agenda is very, very clear. So having a manager who can control the discussion, control the environment is very, very good because Mourinho made it a perfect storm.
He had another quote on Paul Pogba, quote, "Paul is happy now. He knows he can score more goals and create chances. He had a few assists last week as well. He knows how to inflate that ego."
Get Paul head Pogba. Got, baby, big head.
That's the new sound effect here at the American Red Devils is like inflate that Paul Pogba ego because you know what? When Pogba's in a good mood, he can do anything. And I don't really care about the drama off the pitch. I just want to see him play well on it. And Gomez, he was talking to MUTV. He was, quote, "Nice to come on, especially since you're a young lad, to come on and hear the crowd cheer you on. It was a great feeling for me." And like this is similar to Sir Alex giving these youngsters the debut. I love to see Ole has that Manchester United DNA and knows what the fans want. Mourinho did not have that. He would put him on the bench, but he would never let him see the pitch. So
unless we were like rolling, you know, unless we were up 4-0. This was like as soon as we had breathing room, as soon as we got that third goal, he put him in. And that's, dude, that's what United fans love. We want to see the youth players given a chance when we're in a good position to, you know, provide one. Same way, like, Chong is waiting in the wings. Everyone's excited about Mason. So I think we're going to
Chong.
I want to see Chong. I want to see Greenwood. I want to see all these guys play because, you know, we're a little thin up front. So it's like that's probably the best positions we have for youth academy players. Midfield, not so much, right? Garner's probably going to have to wait a while. But those kids should get some minutes, right? Chong, bro, he like looks like he's made for the Premier League based on his size and speed. So more of that from Ole. Jose just did it because he knew he had to. Never really wanted to do it. I think he appeased the United faithful a couple times with it, but Ole is going to make it a regular thing because he knows it's part of the club's identity.
No, and he gave Greenwood the nod in the FA Cup, so he's telling him to get ready. And the one quote that sums up the match best was David Wagner, the American Huddersfield manager, quote, "They, Manchester United, play with freedom," unquote.
Ooh.
So he said right there under Mourinho, "We are not free. Now we are free at last. Free at last, sir."
Now we are free,
the boys,
sir.
Attack attack.
Maybe we should have this pod finish with that song that Sanchez was playing on the way out, the way to Carrington. Now we are free. It feels like it's
now
sir.
We are free. Yeah,
David Wagner, play, bro. Yeah. It's like, why don't they get him to coach the United States national team after they fire? You know, after Huddersfield get relegated.
Because they need an MLS crony, bro. They need someone who will promote all the MLS players.
Save
so
it for the takeover. I can't wait to hear the takeover
money.
Hot takes, yeah. Bro. Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for the U.S. men's national team takeover here on American Red Devils podcast, probably in February. Our
Looking
boy, Mike, the self-made man, self-made
RWB starting 11.
Follow him on Twitter. Give him a shout. Sir, let's get into the Daily Mail's headlines tomorrow today. Brought to you by Alex. Enjoy these headlines, sir. What do you got for us today?
Sir, this time we're starting out with no Jose, no problem. Sir, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's tactics. Maybe it's just philosophy. Maybe it's the fact that he always seems to be smiling. You never see Mourinho smiling unless he was talking shit in a presser or like I don't know. But the boys seem to not even remember their last manager. It just seems to be like a whole new day. And it was just a week ago. I mean, it's amazing how quickly things have changed. But things are buoyant, bro. On the up
shouldn't
and up.
Be, shouldn't it be no Jose, no Pogblum?
Yeah, that's good. That's, I don't know, Pogblum was the new euphemism, but I like it.
It's hard to say. Hard to say, but it's a good one.
Next one is Pogba is a game changer, and there's no doubt about that, bro. It's like when this guy is playing hot, playing confident, and has a team that's built around him for success, top three in the league, like without a doubt. You know, like him, Hazard, De Bruyne, or like Salah. You know, it's like he's up there. He's just, he is as good as those players are. He just hasn't been consistent, hasn't scored enough goals. I think with Ole, it's going to be a difference maker for our team. And the last is Ole's Red Army, bro. Old Trafford was buzzing. Can't remember the last time I heard Old Trafford this loud, especially against the
Ole, 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 Ole.
Dude, all the, it was Ole. Loud the whole game, which is so awesome to see. Dude, deservedly so. United fans have had a tough run the last couple of years.
And did you see that hug on the bench between like McKenna, I want to say Renee,
a couple times.
And then
dude,
it was like...
He had two big bear hugs for McKenna. So, like, those two are building a rapport. You got Mike, who's back in the mix. You got Carrick.
It's no,
like
yeah, good, Mike, it's not Renee.
Feeling. It's a good mix, bro. It's like Feeling knows how this team should work from a day-to-day. Ole's got the presser, got the man management. You got Carrick and McKenna as, like, your two young tactical guys. It's really, like, bringing all the boys back together, sir. It's very, very exciting.
Hey, two games in, and you know what is it going to take for them to stay? I don't know, sir. This could be some more Manchester United history we're watching right before our eyes. But again, I think it's until we have those bigger tests, we're going to really see what the team and what this managerial staff is made of.
We got Spurs, bro. We got Spurs in 2 weeks. Ooh. I think that's it. I think like you boss, and it's away. You boss Spurs.
Hey, they're shaking in their boots. I know Pochettino's like, might want that
second,
job.
Bro.
Might want that job.
I'm trying to earn that job.
All right, jumping in the Twitterverse here. Per the BBC, Martial, Alexis, and Lukaku are back for United's game against Bournemouth, sir. You had alluded to it before, but man, that is scary when we're playing this well without those three. And obviously, Lukaku's been out of form, but someone like Sanchez with the shackles off, and Martial, we already saw him pre-Christmas food poisoning under Ole, and he looked lights out. So if you can get Sanchez firing, if you have Rashford up top, I mean, Lukaku can come in and do a job, boss some center backs. I do see the attacking players from Manchester United starting to look frightening after
with
two
options
games under a new manager. Yeah, exactly.
With options, which we need, right? You can't just have like I think Ole even said it. It's like if you could bring a player on with pace at the end of a game, that is massive because you can take advantage of a team's vulnerabilities so much more so in the second half of a game when they're tired and you have speed. So we don't, you know, you need to be able to bring on a Martial or an Alexis or a Lukaku, right? I think one of the three are going to start over Mata, but it's good to have those
Alexis,
options.
Bro. I want Alexis to start firing.
Bro,
that's
Alexis,
exactly who
Alexis
we need
and
to
Lukaku
start firing.
Nobody was playing well under Mourinho, so I discount everybody's form this first half of the season because now, like, everybody looks lights out. So I think given the chance, Alexis and Lukaku, who are the two players that have been struggling big time under Mourinho, are ready to step up and play for the new gaffer.
I want to see Martial, Rashford, Alexis. That's what I want to see. Front three. Next tweet, this is per Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's quoted after the match, and this is the United report, quote, "I will work on his Rashford's finishing. Just settle down a little bit. He's got a great strike from outside the box. Inside the box, we'll just keep on working on being cool and calm and pass it past the keeper." So
love it.
I mean, you love to see Ole, a striker himself, knowing what Rashford needs to work on. And it's true. It's the tight angles. It's when he's right one-on-one with the keeper that Rashford ends up missing these easy chances, and then he ends up scoring these bangers from outside the box. So he has everything, but his composure in front of net is what he needs to work on, and it's great to know Ole has identified that and is good to work with him, and that means Rashford's going to get better, which is should be scary for a lot of EPL teams out there.
Bro, he's 20. He's 20, and he's like, finishing is the one thing he has to work on. He can beat almost anybody. He's got a ripper of a shot. And the fact that you have like the former babyface assassin who was like, he didn't bang it. He would pass it into the back corner, bro, and hit that post. That's exactly what he needs. That's exactly what Lukaku needs. And that's exactly what probably Alexis needs. They all need just like someone who thinks with a striker's mentality. And I think that's going to help all the boys. So I'm excited
and
about
confidence
this.
As well, right?
Confidence.
He knows confidence is huge. He knows exactly what a striker needs to perform at their best at Old Trafford. Next tweet per the Manchester Evening News. Paul Pogba handed his shirt to a United fan at full time. Touch of class. So Pogba really enjoying riling up Old Trafford again. And it's great to see an unbelievable turnaround from him being benched, you know, at the Liverpool match, not even being played by Mourinho, to now he's just like riling up United fans, dabbing and stutter stepping and doing everything. He's practicing over Christmas break. All those
Cantona stands still,
like,
bro.
Getting it.
How about Cantona just like stands? If he had a collar, he'd pop.
Wasn't
it
a Cantona
instance.
Goal. I mean, it wasn't like that famous Cantona finish though.
No,
I mean,
it wasn't.
He's got to work on that
a little.
But
it was still
a
nice goal. It was a decent goal.
But no, he's like, you know, brush his shoulders off. You know, I get it, Paul Pogba. I respect, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Next tweet at Dalia Kashan on Twitter. Matic was Mourinho's favorite man and his trusted player, and Matic loves Mourinho. Matic was crap for the past 8 months, yet since Ole took over, we're seeing a different, improved Matic. So did Matic intentionally down his tools to get Jose sacked? What do you think,
no,
sir?
No way. Because he
something was going on there. Matic,
no, he wasn't playing. He
didn't look happy.
He played too
right?
many games. Yeah, and first of all, he had some good games. He wasn't just crap. He was a boss in that Juventus game where we got the win.
He played good for a year, and he didn't
Torino.
Look that good.
No, he didn't look good this season, but no one's looked good this season because probably like the team has underperformed, negativity around in the club. And I also think this setup is perfect for Matic. There's more space in the midfield based on the way that you know, the defenders are coming up and linking up play, and it just seems like a more open game. And I just think that everybody is kind of raising their level of performance because they know they need to for the new manager. But Matic seems like he's not going anywhere, bro, because he's got a role to play for sure.
It's just amazing how a new manager like Ole can come in and the players have had it bottled up. All this potential has been just bottled up under Mourinho, and Ole's found the button to just be like, get after it. Next tweet at DeGonza20 on Twitter. Give him a follow. Solid United fan. Fantastic to see the new manager actually enjoying what he is doing and playing young talent. Feeling fine at Manchester United. Hashtag MUFC. That sums it up there. It's an early Christmas gift. We got an early Christmas gift with Jose the Grinch, the greatest Grinch in all of Manchester, being fired, and then Ole bringing in the new energy. And it's going to be hard if the team keep kicking on like this. It's going to be hard to get rid of Ole. What do you think about that?
We're going to take that when it comes, right? I think they're going to reevaluate in like 2 months and see where the club is. And, you know, if they keep winning, bro, if they knock out PSG, it's like, what do you do? Get rid of Ole? I mean, like,
nah.
You don't. You keep him around because he knows this club better than Pochettino does, and he looks
it's man
like,
management, right? It's got to be
exactly.
man management.
And he knows
Mourinho's
the club,
man management
bro.
Is like
he knows
he's
the club
a dinosaur.
So well.
Mourinho's a dinosaur. He's
Mourinho,
just like getting on players.
Mourinho. Jose who? We're not worried about Mourinho anymore. We're talking about like who else is going to replace this spot. And it's like if we keep rolling, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But if we do, they're going to have a really hard decision to make. Because I know a lot of the fans,
especially
are
if
like,
all the players are happy, right? If Pogba's happy, if De Gea's happy, if the team's firing on all cylinders, and we bring in new players that integrate well, and it seems to me he's not too much on the players. He's just telling them like, you guys are great. Go out there and play your game. Go beat a man. Go the Manchester United way. It's like have confidence on the ball, and show everyone in the theater of dreams while you are meant to wear that shirt. And obviously, he has earned the right to wear that shirt. Don't need to tell you about Ole's famous goals, but. Coming from him, like someone like Pogba knows the history of the club, it matters, right? Someone like Mourinho, who you know is kind of like the Grinch in disguise, was more of a Chelsea man, comes into United, it's like you kind of don't believe him, right?
He's a mercenary, right? He wasn't even a Chelsea man. He just like, he was a man paid for money, bro. It's like whatever it takes. He's a winner, but he's also like doesn't give a shit about the club, doesn't give a shit about blowing it up on the way out, and is really only in it for himself. Hey, we knew what we were getting ourselves into. We can't really blame Mourinho that much because we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. But that
sold our soul.
Like, we did. And we tried it for short-term success, bro. And that is ultimately bit us in the ass. But this might be a masterclass appointment.
It's a good life lesson right there. Don't sell your soul for the short success.
Never.
All right.
Never.
Next match, we have Manchester United versus Bournemouth, mate. The South Coast club that are
buzzing,
firing under Eddie Howe. This is a great challenge for the team. You know, we're kind of ramping up the level of opposition here. It's going to be Sunday, December 30th, 8 a.m. Pacific time, and it's going to be at Old Trafford. We're going to be playing them at home. We clearly remember the away win at Bournemouth with that Rashford goal. Unbelievable stuff. But let's hope we do it in a more composed fashion and dispatch them early. Again, they are in fine form under Eddie Howe. Someone who you think could potentially take over Manchester United at the end of the season. Although I think everyone's money's on Pochettino. But the question is, does Pochettino know what he wants? And I don't know.
And Bournemouth, Bournemouth are in good shape, bro. 11th place, 26 points compared to our 32 points, which is now 6 behind Arsenal, 8 behind Chelsea, who are sitting in 4th for now. So Bournemouth are not an easy team, bro, but we beat them in a way. I think we should beat them at home, right? Rejuvenated United.
Yeah, exactly. And we're kind of, like we say, we're ratcheting up the opposition as we go. We won the reverse fixture with a 90th minute winner from Marcus Rashford. And, you know, just kind of giving you a little tip about Bournemouth is that you got to watch out early. Like, they came out fit and firing against us. They were attacking us away at their spot, and let's see if we can attack them at home. But we know Eddie Howe, he's got some tricks up his sleeve, and you got to watch out for him because he's kind of coming up in that managerial ladder, sir. We got to watch out.
We got to watch out, and they always play with confidence. They're going to try and come to Old Trafford, get a result. But I think there's going to be too much firepower, bro, for OT. Too many players trying to make a mark on this team. Too many players trying to prove to the new manager that they are a star and can be, you know, a reliable player for them going forward. So I think it's going to be too much for poor old Eddie Howe.
Yeah, no, and Callum Wilson, he's been on fire for them as well. And actually, we've been linked to I saw an article recently. We were linked to Callum Wilson. So, you know, I love the idea of taking some top talent from Bournemouth and bringing him to United. I always like those cheap EPL signings that Fergie used to do. They're, you know, they know the league. They're high work rate players, exactly what we need at Manchester United. That's kind of why we wear the badge. But, sir, who do you have for your lineup? What do you think Ole is going to start this time? Clearly, we have a lot of players for the selection, for the pick. We got the youngsters as well. What do you think?
So I'm thinking we're going to have Dave Saves. Who else? The man, the myth, the legend as our keeper. Back four of Young at right back, Jones, Lindelof, and Shaw. I think the Lowe's going to get the drop. And then I think we're going to do a midfield three of Matic, Herrera, and Pogba. That's probably the best midfield three we got. And then a front three of Martial, Rashford, and Lingard. Mata gets the drop. Martial's back in fitness. And you got Lucas Sanchez on the bench, ready to go. Chomp it to the bit.
So I'm going to agree with you on a lot of the squad, sir, mainly because I think we're starting to see Ole's cards here with those subs he brought in. You know, I'd love to see DeLow or Fred come in, but that back four, I mean, obviously we have Dave Saves, the captain. Pay the man. Pay him whatever
he wants. I like him as the
wants.
Captain, right? I like him as the captain.
Yeah, he should be the captain, by the way.
He should.
Ashley Young, Jones, Lindelof, Shaw, that's going to be the same. You have to have the Mata Torreira in the 4-2-3-1. Then you're going to have Pogba, Lingard, and Mata, and you're going to have Rashford up top. That's what I think, sir. Martial is going to make it back. You know, you're sick like that for a while. He needs a few days in training. Either way, what's your prediction, sir? What do you think the score is going to be? Do we murk Bournemouth at home? We've had some good run of fixtures under Ole, but at the same time, our defense does look shaky at times. Can we get the clean sheet? What do you think?
Defense is very shaky still. Very shaky still. Sir, I think it's going to happen, bro. I think we're finally going to show, we're really going to just open up this game called 4-0. Turn of the 4-0s. It might be 4-1. Because clean sheets, so, you know, very hard to come by, but 4-0 is my prediction. How about yourself?
I'm going to say 2-1. I'm going to say the same score as last time. We pipped the winner. I think this could be a little more of a test for United. I think Eddie Howe is going to be clever tactically. I do think they're much more organized. Ake at the back. I mean, sign him up. I think he's on loan from Chelsea. But again, their defense looked pretty good when we played them at their place on the South Coast. So I do think it's going to be a tougher test. Much tougher than Huddersfield and much tougher than Cardiff City. So I think in 2-1, or it could even be a draw. Maybe the boys face their first draw under the new manager. But like you said, it's too much going forward. So I think we're going to get the win. It could be 3-1, but I'm going to say 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, the current philosophy seems to be just score more goals than them. I know, which seems simplistic, but it's just like, I think defense is going to be a more long-term project. But he knows, like, my attackers are as good as any team in this league. Just go out and score goals, you know? We're gonna leak a couple. We got the best goalie in the world.
Exactly.
He's gonna keep us in. He's gonna save a couple goals that should go in against other teams. But our attack is like lights. It should be lights out. And he's like, go attack. Just go score goals.
Be brave. Be brave.
Be brave.
You got the aces.
Express yourself.
Just go for it. Yeah. Express yourself. United in the news. Manchester United reportedly in talks with the agent of one Jose Mourinho's top transfer targets, Fiorentina defender Nikola Milinkovic, and are keen on bringing him to Old Trafford. And this is per Talk Italia. You take it with a grain of salt, sir. You're our official American Red Devil scout. What do you got to say about Milinkovic other than he's got a boss name?
He does have a boss name. He comes from Serbia, probably fucking Mardia. And he was, you know, kind of the young. They do this every time a new player comes up. You know, the new Messi, the new Ronaldo, the new Vidic. But I think this might have legs in it just because I think Cabali's going to end up staying in Napoli. I think he's like in the process of renewing his contract. He might do that and still get a big...
Napoli would big be... They'd be... That'd be a terrible move. Not
be in trouble,
sign, sell it. Like, they could make 100 million. They should sell him 100 million for a defender. Are you kidding me?
I know, but if you watch him, if you watch that game against Liverpool, it's like he kept him in that game. You know, they would have gotten ripped apart.
He's like Van Dijk plus, you know, so I would love Koulibaly, just a unit at the back for Manchester United. And speaking of more signings, United are in pole position to sign Douglas Costa from Juventus in January. This is per multiple reports, sir. Taking this one with a grain of salt because he might want a new contract as well. There's a lot of smoke here. But again, why would you leave Juventus at
money,
this time?
Probably.
They seem like they could leave. They could. They don't. You don't think they want to re-sign him? You know?
I think they do. No, I think they do. I think this is probably 60, no, probably 75, 25. This is him trying to get a new contract. But the one thing that United offers is like, we'll pay him more than Juventus would pay him. Because we pay fat contracts, bro, Premier League money. We got money to burn.
Yeah, we'll see. Juve might need to make back some of that Ronaldo fee. I heard that their stock's doing very well. So, you know, they seem to be fit and firing. It's like when teams are playing that well, you usually don't hear about players wanting to leave unless they want the new deals. This
it feels
reminds
like
me
a
of
Mourinho
Ramos at
too, right?
Madrid, 28. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really fit for me. So I think the defender is the one we're going to sign in January. And all fans out there, take it with a grain of salt, because usually January signings don't come off until the following season, especially if they're coming out of the EPL.
Especially defenders.
And all the talk about Harry Maguire has cooled down. I mean, I don't understand why we just don't pip him for 50. I mean, his valuation has to have gone down. Leicester City kind of not playing too well, but again, he's like a better Phil Jones. Why not bring him in? Harry Maguire could play with Lindelof. He could play with Jones. He could play with Smalling.
Smallfield.
I think we give him a few. Give him both Smalling and Jones for that matter.
Yeah, throw in Darby.
Either way,
he was
actually at a Christmas party with Lingard and Rashford. So I saw that on social media. Who knows if there's a
slabhead
there? Slabhead. Yeah, he was hanging out. Yeah.
Well, sir, his valuation definitely took a dip, right? Because he came off that hot World Cup, and now Leicester's just like, meh, like not great. So I think you're right. Like if you're gonna nip him, it's a good time to get him.
Yeah, Leicester might need the money. I mean, who knows what Leicester are thinking as far as their purchases. Obviously, their owner has passed away, so I'm sure they're probably not going to be in the position to be selling and dealing a lot of players. I'm sure there's a lot of ownership movement there as far as who's going to take ownership of the footballing moves as well. So there's a lot of X factors, but again, I do think the one thing United will be in for is that defender, and our next article alludes to that. Spurs will take option to extend Tony Alderweireld's contract, which will make him available for $25 million next summer. And, you know, that's right before the transfer deadline. So they've yet to do it. Again, Alderweireld, Koulibaly, Milinkovic, Slabhead, any one of them. We just need a defender. Go get it done, Woodward. You kind of hit an all-time low.
He's
at an all-time
bro.
Low, not signing a defender. He knows he's got to go get that defender, or the fans will be all over him again on social media. And he does not want to be in the spotlight.
No, he doesn't. He wants the heat off of him. I mean, if we do end up going for Poch, I could see this being like a double swoop. Get Poch, and then you take Toby as like your
double swoop, double scoop
as your senior defender for £25 million. He's like, dude, he may only have a couple years left of him, but he's exactly what you need, right? Calm from the back, Premier League proven. He's a hell of a player.
No, absolutely, and. Our next article, like we already mentioned, Lukaku, Martial, and Sanchez all ready to rock against Bournemouth. Can't say it ain't so. Ole, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it myself. And I can't wait to see what that type of front three would look. And if Sanchez can fire top four, here we come. And Koulibaly, you know, this is the icing on the cake. I mean, I guess this is the ice on that story.
Iced.
Yeah, not the icing on the cake. Wrong analogy, sir. Koulibaly, okay. I want to win with Napoli per Sky Italia. I don't know if he's cheeky, but we shall see. We're in for every defender, basically. Every top defender in Europe we're linked to. It's hard to read. Again, this could be smoke screens by Woodward. Maybe he's doing a deal for someone we couldn't even imagine. But again, please sign a defender, Woody. I know you listen to this pod.
Big listener. That's why you fired Mourinho
in January.
Come on,
brother.
We had to.
Come on.
You saw that poll, bro, that 92-8% poll. Mourinho out. That was what that's what did it. That moved the needle. That's why you finally got rid of Mourinho.
All right, sir, bring us in. I mean, he's the defender we need, but I don't think we're going to break the bank to get him, unfortunately.
Well, he's like the only defender we could get who's as good, who's like as good as Van Dijk. Right, and he's like,
yeah, exactly.
Need, right, he's as good as Van Dijk. We'll have to pay probably a little bit more, but he's a fucking unit, bro. Like, what he would absolutely like fit in perfectly at Manchester United.
All right, bring us in for the fan question, sir.
So we got Ray from Brooklyn, New York. He asks, can Paul Pogba win the Balloon d'Or at Manchester United, sir? What do you think,
Ballon d'Or? I mean, if he. You know, we've seen Pogba, we've seen the ups and downs, and right now we've seen some ups, but it's sustainability of the ups. It's like, can he be happy for the long term at United? And I think it's, you know, it's kind of like dating. It's like the dating game. What manager can keep him happy? Right now, Ole's doing a good job. You don't know if they hit adversity or if they hit a rough patch. If Ole says the wrong thing to the press, it might go sideways. Pogba seems to have thin skin, and that manager relationship is critical. So I could say he can't do it, but it's all about the manager and whether the manager can continue to get the best out of him over the long term. We've seen what he's capable of. And, you know, if we win the Champions League, he wins the World Cup. I mean, why not?
Why not? And yeah, because if we win the Champions League, he's going to be a huge part of that, sir. But he has the potential, right? He's got the talent. He does have the talent. You see it in these games, right? This game we just played City against a much better opposition than the team we played yesterday. But he's got it. He just needs to keep his head straight, bro. I mean, hopefully Ole is the guy that can do it, because there's no reason he cannot. He's like unbelievably talented, has everything he needs to do it. He just needs to keep his head straight, bro. Keep it nice and inflated, full of air.
Yeah,
fill it up, bro.
Keep inflating that ego. Well, you know, we want to give another happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all the American Red Devil fans out there. You've been instrumental helping us grow this small operation we have as this podcast. Again, we try to give you two authentic fans' views sitting on the couch, just kind of talking smack about their favorite team. We've been following them for over a decade here in the United States. And, you know, we definitely wanted to get that USA fans' perspective out there. It's definitely different than the UK. We don't claim to know everything. We just shoot it straight, sir. That's what we try to do every week, week in, week out.
A little entertainment, right? You know, it's like some of those podcasts you hear coming out of England. They have the tactics probably more so than we do, but they don't have the banter. We got the best banter in the world. And speaking of the best in the world, sir, should we give a quick top 10 cities the last 7 days? It's a new mix.
Absolutely. Shout it out here.
Sir, number
UK,
one.
Speaking of the UK.
Number one, Abertillery, United Kingdom, which is in Wales. Didn't even know it. Had to look it up. Is number one spot, rolling 7 days, top 10 cities. Number two, Florence, South Carolina. Number three, Poughkeepsie, New York. What a Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie, New York.
So you got in front of you. You want me to keep going?
Yeah. Cape Fearley, United Kingdom. Don't know if I can say that right. Properly, no. If you would say. Saitama, Japan. I mean, these are some top towns.
That's here. A new one, bro. Japan's back on the board.
Brooklyn, New York. York, United Kingdom. What's up? New York, number eight. Windermere, Florida. Consistently on the top 10. Shout out. Enjoy the sunshine. I'm sure it was a sunny Christmas for you guys. Chicago, Illinois, coming at number 10. Again, appreciate you. And apologies for the last podcast. There were some audio issues. If you could tell, me and Alex were not together. So obviously requires a little more technical solutions that we have, and we're not audio experts, so I actually had my recorder on the wrong setting. So apologies for the bad audio. We try to get you more content as fast as we can every week, even though we're traveling and kind of moving around for the holidays. But again, because we're a small shop, you know, we apologize for that, those audio issues. But thanks again for the listens. If you guys want an American Red Devil sticker for free, all you need to do, give a 5-star review on iTunes and screenshot a picture. Email us at AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter. We already have a few this week. holidays getting the delay for the stickers, but we will get them out shortly. And again, you can always support us with our Sunfrog store. If you go to our website, www.americanreddevils.com, you can support us with buying some merch, sir. How did the siblings like the mugs for Christmas?
Bro. They were a hit. It was like the best money I spent. It's like, I could have bought a gift 10X for each of them. They wouldn't have been as excited as they were about the mugs. Because you got my mug on it, bro, and your mug too. So, hey, they love the banter. They love the pod. We love our fans, but get a mug. The mugs are awesome. Showed up on Christmas Eve, bro, with a day to spare.
With a day to spare. There you go. Well, hey, we want to say happy holidays to everyone. We'll be getting you another pod, after the Bournemouth game. And when Manchester and I are playing this way, what can you say other than we're free, sir? We're free.
Sir, finally free. Free at last.
level.